Good morning and welcome back to Guilty Pleasures and Shameless Treasures. I'm your host, Courtney, and I'm here with my co-host, Olivier.
Hello.
And today we're recapping episode 6 of Winter House Season 3. But before we get started, how are you doing today? What's an update on your life?
Well, it's snowing out.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's beautiful, though, this time of year.
That's basically how far my brain goes. Just see things and name them. And, there's not more depth than that.
Oh, God. Okay, well.
How about you?
Yeah, about the same capacity right now. No, I'm good. I'm looking forward to the holidays. And I feel like I'm lacking motivation these days. So I'm glad we're doing this. And we're sticking to our schedule and our shows, our special shows that we like together.
It's like, you know, I'm really committed to watching my shows.
No, but it's hard.
The podcasting part.
Obviously I watch my shows no matter what, my stories, but the fact that I'm podcasting about them is, you know, for me it's a step in the right direction, I guess, in a weird fucked up world.
I probably can't have You Gotta Eat here playing silently in the back.
I know, because it's making me real hungry. We gotta turn this shit off.
What was I gonna say? Yeah, the podcasting part's hard. It takes a lot of effort and commitment.
Yeah.
And kind of like
consistency.
Just doing it and not.
And you have to face yourself. Like, some days you just don't want to hear your own fucking voice.
Today, I'm, like, super irritable.
Me too. Me too.
I'm just, like, I'm, like, mad about everything. So that also conditions the way I talk about people. So, like, some days I like them. Some days I don't like them.
And that's just... But, and they're multifaceted humans as we are, so...
But there is this one podcaster I've been listening to for a few years. Her name's Christy Lee.
Okay.
And she does True Crime Canada.
Oh, cool.
And she's really good. Like, her podcast is, I think it's one of the bigger ones in Canada.
Wow.
But she always talks, she only releases like one podcast every like 2 weeks or one a month even.
Okay.
She does like a story, or it's been like, I think, I'm pretty sure it's been like only like once a month. For a while, and
really?
She was talking about, she's like, yeah, basically, like, after she hadn't posted for a while, she's like, yeah, it's really hard for me to podcast, I'm dealing with, like, it's mentally, whatever, stressful, and this and that, you know?
Yeah.
And she was talking about it, and then now I listen to her podcast, and I'm like, oh, it's just, like, this podcast is stressing me the fuck out. Funny.
But yeah.
But so anyways, it's just hard.
Yeah,
it's hard
it is
for a lot of people.
To face yourself. So this episode was kind of like a filler episode, I would say. I don't know.
Yeah.
They filmed the reunion though, so at least we're getting a reunion out of it. But this was like a continuation of last week's Wild Wild West party that they started, and it was a pretty crazy party. Malia made out with a girl. That was a thing. Do you remember that part?
Malia.
Katie's little friend there.
Yeah. That's like not interesting at all. Like, who fucking cares about that shit?
Yeah.
You know, it was pretty fucking boring this episode.
Yeah, the main thing that happened was that Katie and Tom made out in the bathroom.
Yeah. I think my favorite part about sort of the whole series so far that like I always enjoy watching.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where the fuck Corey is. He's like almost non-existent.
And when is Sam coming? Like, Sam's supposed to be joining them. Like, she became like a part of the cast. So it's like, when's she coming? But I guess she's coming
soon. Sam?
Yeah, his girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. She's coming after.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the parts that I kind of like, I like watching, I like it when Kyle comes on.
Yeah, he's very funny.
Kind of like, yeah.
He's kind of the glue that holds them together.
Fun about him, but, like, nothing's going on with him. Nothing, like, I guess I've seen in some, like, when little glimpses where he acts up on shows.
Yeah, but like, he's acted up a lot. Don't worry.
That's why I didn't like him at first, because like he acts like a douchebag.
Yeah.
But that could just be his face too sometimes.
Well, and no, like I'm on season 3 of Summer House right now, and he is such a piece of shit. Like he's coming into the summer just have cheated on Amanda, and then he's like being such a dick to her like the whole summer after cheating on her.
Yeah, now he's like really nice to her and shit.
Yeah. Their dynamic has changed a lot.
And so I like seeing Kyle, and then I like seeing Danielle and Alex's little thing that goes on with them. Like, that's like really entertaining now, because like he's so weird that like he's very entertaining to watch. Yeah. And then I like seeing Schwartz in there. So apart from that, seeing them, like, I don't know, crappy episode.
Yeah, I'm just laughing because, like, I saw this clip by, like, a Bravo account this morning of Al. Like, they were, like, people are pulling up old footage of him on Below Deck. And so on Below Deck, like, when they're the staff, they have to sleep in bunk beds.
Yeah.
And so he was so drunk and someone had to put him to bed in the top bunk. And then he had his water bottle, and he was so drunk that he was trying to put his water bottle down on what he thought was a table, but it was the guy underneath him head. So he was like trying to put the water bottle down on the guy's like face, and the guy like woke up and was like, "What the fuck are you doing?" Like, he's just funny. Like, he's just a ridiculous human.
Yeah, he's like a lot. So, I guess, fuck, what happened at the beginning?
Not much. He was like, it was a thing with him and Danielle, because she got upset that they had sex, and then 20 minutes later, he was hitting on other girls, and then she was really upset about it, and, you know, I think fair enough, it's a respect thing. But then she went to talk to Amanda and, like, the other girls about it, and Amanda kind of, like, just asked a question, and then she like freaked and got upset, and then she was like upset, but then she went back to him again after.
Yeah, it's pretty strange.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, she's going through a hard time.
If she is saying that, okay, no strings attached, okay, then she's getting upset about it. Honestly, I'm on her side, because like I think at a certain point it's like, okay, like you're sleeping with this fucking chick, just like whatever, just be with her for this trip.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to go continuously trying to flirt with
her. Yeah,
you're
there for
like,
2 weeks.
He's got some kind of mental illness when it comes to opening his mouth. But yeah, whatever, it's quite entertaining.
I do feel bad for Danielle.
Yeah, I feel like I just like her. I think she's like a sweet person and has decent intentions.
Yeah.
You know?
I think she's just looking for love.
But anyways, if she is claiming that she doesn't want no strings attached, then like that's kind of like, that's a part of her going back to him. She's like, well, I don't give a fuck anyways. I'm just going to fuck him. It doesn't really matter.
Because she just wants to get fucked.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if she wants to get fucked or fucked. I think it's a bit sexist for you. She wants to get fucked. I think that narrative's a bit that women want to get fucked.
Well, they kind of
and
do.
They don't want to fuck. I think some, you know.
Yeah, maybe you're right. You're totally right about that.
People with female genitals want to fuck. You know? Like, what about like some like, I don't know.
We've said fuck more. A lot. Okay, yeah. I mean, Danielle. So, like, how do we close out Danielle? I don't know.
Well, she's just, well, yeah. I don't know that she's going to change, you know?
Yeah.
In this episode, or in this season. No.
But now she has a boyfriend.
Oh, now she's out. She's...
Yeah, so, okay. So, you know, Leva on Southern Charm?
No.
The girl, like, she's darker. On the last episode, she was in a scene with Rod.
Oh, yeah.
So, she's on it because she owns a bar called Republic in Charleston. And they have a show. Her staff members have a show, like Vanderpump Rules, her servers, called Southern Hospitality, which is also on Bravo.
Okay.
Danielle is dating one of the servers from there, from Southern Hospitality.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good for her. I thought her and Alex were going to be forevers.
Yeah, right. No, she could do better than Alex. Like, I don't think that he knows what to do after the flirting ends. You know, like, yeah. I don't, he can do the physical, like giving you compliments.
He, like, will go on you while you're, like, on the bed and, like, just create a shell, like a tortoise shell.
Yeah, he did do that. Funny because he's little. Like, he's small. He's almost smaller than Danielle.
Oh, yeah?
He's a little skinny, short guy.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess the long hair makes him look tall.
Okay, so then the big thing that happened was the Schwartzy and Katie thing.
Yeah, finally something happened there, but nothing really happened.
He brought her into the bathroom.
But he didn't say nothing happened.
No, they were making out, I think, but maybe more. Because no, he did. Because remember, we watched What Happens Live.
Yeah, what did he say? He's like, no, like, what stays in
the... What happens in the winter house stays in the winter house. Okay, it doesn't really work like that, but...
Yeah,
there's cameras everywhere.
He's funny.
Yeah, so, and then now he's got to go back to...
Okay, but do you think they're together?
It's hard to say because, yeah, last night on when we watched What Happens Live, like, he asked Schwartz, Andy did, all these, like, things about Katie that he loves. But, you know, he's a lover. Like, they're if anything, they're probably just really good friends. Like, I don't see them. But you never know. They could be together. I don't think they are. We'll find out at the reunion, I guess. I'm hoping the reunion comes soon. We're only on episode 6, but if they film the reunion, I'm thinking there's, like, at least 3 to 4 more episodes before the reunion. And probably it's only one part. I can't see. There's not enough drama for it to be a 2-part reunion.
Yeah. I can definitely see his discomfort and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like he's like uncomfortable and scared to move forward with some form of intimacy.
Yeah.
There's, like, something there that he's, like, scared to have to face himself through the acts of intimacy, whether it's emotional or physical, maybe even, you know? I mean, I do get it when the other episode where he was just like, oh, I'm too drunk and shit, like, you know.
No, but I don't know.
But I don't know. There's more to it.
There's more to it.
It's just like, it seems like it's like an effort for him.
Yeah.
You know? It's
kind of like annoying for him to have to deal with it. He's kind of like acting asexual a little bit.
He is. I was just going to say that too. He's acting a bit asexual. Like, he doesn't. Yeah, I want to bother with that. Yeah.
Well, Ryan Bailey's theory is that it's just more fun for him to do it when he's cheating on his wife because it's, like, exciting and, you know, in the shadows. Whereas just, like, hooking up with girls on TV, he's never had that experience before and he maybe is just not comfortable with it.
It does really help to have their face in front of.
Yeah.
You know, because doesn't,
yeah,
like,
you can read their face.
Yeah, just to have them, you get more inspiration and more intuition from.
Oh, absolutely. Of course. It's all a part of it.
But, yeah, nothing really happened there, I guess. Who knows? But he was talking about her pretty fondly in the.
Yeah, and Watch Robins Live. And that's new. Like, this is from months ago. This is from last winter. This is brand new. But they've also been spending a lot of time together because when you're promoting a show, like, they're all together doing interviews and getting together for the premiere party.
Yeah.
So maybe there's been another hookup.
Yeah. Who fucking knows?
We'll find out at the reunion, which is great. I hate when they don't film a reunion for these shows because I feel like these shows, they need one more than the Housewives shows. The Housewives shows is the same old bullshit.
Yeah, it's like they talk about the same fucking shit again.
Yeah, like, I love Summer House Reunion. I love Vanderpump Rules Reunion. Because you know what? You need the male presence a little bit. And the Housewives, they're just like, their lives aren't that exciting. They're Housewives. Like, aren't, like, they have to create all these tiny little arguments. Whereas, like, it's a lot more... on Winter House and Summer House, it's a lot more natural how the drama happens because they're just a bunch of horny young people getting wasted every night, right?
I have trouble with the housewives for sure.
Yeah, I'm getting really sick of it and finding it a lot boring, more
it's
boring.
Just, like, not cool. It's just like,
babe, stop. So then what happens? They go to play football. Corey's idea after the they're all so hungover, they wake up, the house is fucking trashed. That's something we need to talk about too. It's like, who is cleaning these houses like when they wake up? Because like they don't have a cleaning service, I don't think. That they have one on Summer House because when they leave, someone comes during the week to clean. But here, they're not leaving the house, and I don't think they have a cleaning service. And even with the food situation, if they don't have like a designated person that's cooking, like Kyle was saying, it drives him nuts because he just eats whatever's on the counter.
I don't know. Like, I totally get it with like when there's the big parties, you know, that everything's like all fucked up and there's shit everywhere.
But no, every night.
But when it's just them, I'm just like, keep things like a bit tidy.
Yeah.
You know, like, why is there things everywhere all the time?
I know. It's hard but though, because
I guess some people are like that. I just like when I get intoxicated of any kind, I'm not like completely like disconnected from you know, everything and keeping things organized. But I think a lot of people are like, if you people black out and stuff.
Yeah. Well, and I also think that like, it's not their house and it's kind of like a party atmosphere. So you kind of care less maybe about what you do.
Yeah. All I can say is you definitely don't want to be at a party with me.
I'm just gonna
be buzz killing the whole thing. So don't invite me anywhere, please.
Yeah. Please don't. So Katie was like, she vented about how Schwartz can't say her name, but then when he left, he also said her name finally for the first time.
Say that again.
So she was like venting to everyone and like getting upset about how he wouldn't say her name. And then finally when he left and said bye to her, he said her name.
Yeah. Like, okay,
big fucking deal.
Yeah. But it is pretty weird. It's like, whatever, sure. It's like,
fuck. Katie Marie. It's like the most common white girl name ever to exist.
Exactly. Like, who doesn't have? No, I'm joking. But it is slightly a coincidence for sure.
Yeah. Okay. And then, okay, so Corey, the next day, they wake up and he organizes a football game and they're like all so hungover and they've got to go play football out in the snow, which is probably actually kind of good for a hangover.
Yeah, playing football outside in the snow is a lot of fun.
Maybe we should do that today.
Yeah, let's go do that.
We don't have a football though. What can we use?
Well, we can just like wrap Buju? Some like
grab some like
aluminum from the truck and some tape and
yeah, that would shape hurt something. So what happens there is Amanda takes football to the face.
Oh, yeah, she tries to catch.
It's very entertaining moment because she just fucking...
I wonder if she needs glasses.
Gets dummied, probably.
Because, like me. I guess that happens.
No, it happens when you don't your hand-eye
coordinate. Like, if you have, you're going, like, for it to, like, you're, like, going to catch. Like, you're right there. It's not like
hits her in the
face. It's not like you're running and, like, it's coming. She's literally there waiting for it almost. Maybe not. Maybe she did like a spin around and
it was hilarious.
She tried too much.
And she loved it. Like, she was reposting it this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because people think it's hilarious and she was reposting it, like laughing about it too.
It is very funny.
Yeah. And she's just funny. Like, funny things happen to her. And I just really like Amanda. I feel like she's like a safe space for everyone. But then, you know, I was triggered by her when she didn't take Danielle's side in that moment. Cause I'm like, Amanda, like, just don't be a bitch. Like, just try not to be a bitch. But she's got Leo in her, and like her and Kyle are both Leos. And you see that come out sometimes.
Well, and then she was conditioned, literally conditioned by Alex.
Yes, exactly. That last episode. Exactly. So
obviously she's going to have some sort of bias at this point because
Yeah, she's listening to him, and
she got his side of the story.
Yeah, and Danielle, when she's recounting it, she's really drunk, and she's sounding kind of like whatever. Like, she's not sounding that convincing.
Yeah, but I don't know. At a certain point, it's just kind of unwritten rule there, maybe. But who knows with these people?
Yeah,
it's a different caliber of human.
Yeah, so she's just getting mad at him for, like, flirting with other girls and just kind of, like, not loving it. And, like, I don't know, this article that I'm reading now is, like, defending him, which is annoying because it's like, oh, well, he's not allowed to talk to other girls. It's like, okay, no, he was, like, heavily flirting with other girls 20 minutes after. Like,
yeah, but it's like, I'm pretty sure, who was it, Jordan maybe, who said it? It's like, he doesn't know how to talk to people except for flirt. So, like,
right.
I get
her. I feel girls. Like, I haven't seen Jordan in that last episode. She, like, wasn't there. No,
she was a bit.
Yeah.
But maybe he even flirts with guys.
He does.
Because, like, yeah. And he got, when Amanda came, he was like so weird. His vibes were like.
Yeah, because he wants to fuck her, but he can't because so Kyle's there.
Weird, like, yeah.
Yeah, and, well, Amanda's like, beautiful. I don't blame him.
And she was like, yeah, Kyle, now finally I can dress you. And then Alex is like, yeah, because you've been dressing really fucking shit. You know? Yeah. Make that joke. I was like, bro, really? Don't do that shit.
Yeah, that's don't turn on the guy.
Lame. That's like, yeah, I don't like those.
And guess what? Girls are smart. They can read it all.
I have a friend like that who would do that. I love him to death, and I wouldn't take it personally, but he's my good friend, you know? And once you and I... us three went out, and I basically was like, yeah, I'm leaving. You guys are fucking idiots. Because you guys, like, ganged up on me.
Oh, and you're both like,
yeah, I'll leave.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but you were being such a baby. That's, like, babyness.
No, you guys were making a fun time, a buzzkill.
No, I don't think so. I disagree. I think you were just being a baby about it. Because no, you.
Like, I was just sitting there. I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, let's stop talking about annoying shit.
Oh, okay, whatever. So, yeah, Corey organizes the football game, and it's all fun and games. And Brian Benny is kind of just more in the background this episode. Yeah. He made out with a girl, but it didn't go as planned because she just, like, ran away after. But that happened in the episode before that, I think.
Yeah, that was the, yeah. But yeah, it sucks for him. I don't know what's going on. He says, he's like, you know, I'm a ladies man, I think he said at one point.
He says it a lot, and he says he goes on it multiple dates a week.
Yeah, that's true, eh? He's like, every Friday. Was that him?
Yeah,
he's like, every Friday I go on a date.
Yep. But does you, but is it ever
Friday.
But is
Friday,
but is it ever a second date?
Well, that doesn't make any sense. That makes you really bad at dates if you're going every Friday on a date.
On a new date.
If you're looking for...
To me, that sounds like hell.
You're one and only. I know.
I would always cancel a date last minute because I'm like, oh, I just cannot deal with another human being.
Yeah. Same.
And especially on a Friday after you've worked all week, fuck that.
Yeah, I'm just like, I get home.
Oh, God, I can't imagine being single again. It would suck so bad. Like, I would just, like, never leave. I would just get a dog and, like...
We should do, like, a podcast and, like, do an experiment and, like, pretend we're single again.
And see how many numbers... Go to the club and see how many numbers we each get and have a competition.
We could do a competition form, yeah.
Let's do that. That's what
you would want, competition. But... No, I was thinking more just like a study, you know, and we go out on dates with like different people like every week.
No, I don't know if I could handle the jealousy.
I could not handle it at all.
I could not. I would freak.
There's no way I could ever do that, but that's a good idea.
No, but if we just went to like a club in Montreal where nobody knows us and like we're both there together, but we pretend like we're just single or like we're brother and sister or something. And then we each just try to get like numbers.
Yeah, or we just like find two people in the crowd who's like faces like we just like don't like their attitudes or something. And then we pretend we want to hook up with them, but then we ditch them for each other.
Okay, but I don't know. I just like thinking about you talking to another girl right now is making me feel nauseous. So.
Okay there, Danielle.
Shut up.
So yeah, football. Football to the face.
Yeah, and I don't know. Like, that's kind of how the episode ends. Now, I think... Oh, yeah, and then half... And then Tom leaves, and that's, like, the big finale.
Oh, Tom leaves when he's coming back. To go film the...
He says he's coming back, but Katie doesn't believe him that he's coming back. And we don't know yet if he actually does come back or not, because she... Yeah. Katie's predicting he's going to get swept back up into the LA vibe, and so he's not going to come back.
What about a contract?
Yeah, it's for sure. Well, I think it's loose with Winterhouse. Like, people keep coming and going. It's not the same as, like, signing a contract. That's a great question. I don't know. Hmm. But I think it's up to him to decide, because I think they're like, well, if you want to get paid, you come back. If you don't want to get paid, you don't come back.
Yeah.
Because you get paid per episode, right? Okay. So the more episodes you're in, the more money you make.
Yeah, who knows? But
I hope that the producers entice him to come back, but I don't know. But what's going to happen if he comes back? He's just going to keep playing this weird-ass game with Katie. And if he comes back after the reunion, he's going to be traumatized, because that reunion was traumatizing.
It's true. No, it could be emotionally draining for him to the point where he's like, I can't do it, because absolutely.
Yeah.
That was like...
That was traumatizing.
Yeah.
And we've got to revisit it soon before we start watching. And also, Raquel is starting her podcast literally the same day that VPR is coming out, just to, like, compete.
Oh. And is she not on it anymore?
No.
Why not?
She didn't want to come back. And
oh, come on.
It's not. It was a bad call on her part. Tom Sandoval now has a podcast, and guess who his latest guest was? You know him. Josh Altman.
Okay, I was going to say Howie Mandel.
No, that's over. Yeah, Josh Altman. So I'm interested in listening.
Joshy, eh?
So they're buddies, I guess.
Joshua.
I'm excited for Million Dollar Listing to come back, too.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun fun game, too. Yeah. That one I don't mind, but it's getting weird there. It's
with been the last... With Flag and Tracy?
Like, Tracy is... fucking weird.
Yeah, so there's Tracy, Josh, and Flag, and then Heather, I guess Josh's wife, is kind of into it too.
I just don't believe in that much like reconfiguring of your face. Like,
yeah, it's and she's grossly skinny. Like, I saw a video of her on Josh Flagg's thing, and like, her body is scaring me.
Like,
she's on Ozempic or something.
It literally shows how unhappy someone is with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like the opposite, you know, overweight, like you might have, like, you know, like myself, like it's
mm-hmm, same.
You have problems, and mm-hmm. You take it out on your body and yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the other direction. And I don't know, like, yeah, it's fine, but like Amanda, like, she should tone it down a bit, maybe. I know. I don't know.
I'm watching, she's like old seasons of her, and she just looks so much better, like, really natural.
Yeah, like when I was seeing her there, yeah.
Yeah, and
like,
her boobs are, like, huge. When back in the day, now they're not.
They're not?
As much anymore. No, they were massive.
Yeah, what happened?
She lost a ton of weight, and she keeps losing weight. Like, she just can't stop losing weight.
Yeah, I guess it's like anything else. It's an addiction.
Maybe
it's,
she got a reduction, though. I don't know. Anyway.
Sucks to Kyle.
He likes it. I think he likes her skinny. A lot of guys do like that look.
Mm. Oh, well. Well, that's it for today.
Yeah, that's it. We'll be back with our... next Southern winter Charm. Well, we're going to be recapping Southern Charm this week, as well as next week's Winter House. All right. Toodaloo.
Good day.